Tasmanian abalone diver has called for quotas to be slashed dramatically to safeguard the future of the industry in the state. It's worth $100 million a year to the Tasmanian economy, but a marine heatwave in 2016 and long-term overfishing have led to a rapid decline in abalone numbers and a drop in divers' wages. An abalone industry meeting on the weekend did vote to reduce the total allowable commercial catch by 19%, but some say that's nowhere near enough. Rebecca Hewitt reports.
Darvin Hansen is the biggest abalone quota holder in the largest wild fishery in the world. He's seen stocks plummet in recent years.
When you have divers, you know, experienced divers, some of the best divers in the industry who've been around for 30 years, and they get to areas that have been left alone through weather for the last 10 months, because we've had bad weather, and they're seeing areas that they should get, say, 1.7 tonnes in a gutter, and they're getting 150 kilos. You've got to ask, you know, what are we doing?
At the Tasmanian Abalone Council's annual general meeting on the weekend, Mr. Hansen argued that the total allowable catch should be cut by 36%, from just under 1,300 tonnes to between 700 and 800. Instead, the council voted on a 19% reduction to just over 1,000 tonnes and threw Mr. Hansen off the board. Abalone Council Chairman Joey McKibben told ABC Radio Hobart there was a lot of competition for the position and he doesn't believe it was personal.
I don't know the quota holders that did not want him there. All I know is that he did still get a lot of support, and unfortunately he didn't get back on.
Abalone stocks in all the southern states have been in decline for the past decade due to overfishing and rising water temperatures. In 2016 in Tasmania, a marine heatwave raised water temperatures up to 4 degrees above the average for more than 100 days. Dr. Craig Mundy from the Institute of Marine and Antarctic Studies at the University of Tasmania says it had a swift and severe impact on abalone stocks in some areas.
We also expect that there may well be longer-term effects which won't show up for a number of years, in the sense that reproduction may well have been compromised in those years.
The heatwave resulted in quota reductions of about 10% a year in Tasmania for every year following. Dr. Mundy provides advice to government on the sustainability of the abalone fishery and was at the meeting. He says the 19% was arrived at using a new empirical harvest strategy, which uses scientific data and other variables as well as simulation testing. He concedes it may need tweaking. Harvest strategies used by South Australia and Western Australia were abandoned after they didn't produce the desired result, and Victoria has only just started using one. Commercial fishing quotas in Tasmania are ultimately decided by the Primary Industries Minister Guy Barnett, who says he'll rely on the best science available. Darvin Hansen is urging him to err on the side of caution.
I'd like to ask him to take a more precautionary approach for the benefit of Tasmania, the industry, and everyone.
Abalone fisher Darvin Hansen, Rebecca Hewitt reporting.